Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We've spent a bit of time talking about what headline announcements to be expected in tomorrow's budget, but we're going to take a step back now and focus on some of the less spoken about measures we should look for from Jack Chambers. For example, something called a participation exemption, as well as how it could be a strategic budget. Daryl Hanbury is a partner with Deloitte and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Joe.
Explain to us what a participation exemption is.
Thanks very much. Yeah, as you say, I think all budgets have a number of different facets to it, and some of the reality and some of the headlines are on one side, but that strategic vision and roadmap for the future is certainly on the other side. A participation exemption, if you sit back and think about Irish companies, they're taxed currently on a worldwide basis. So that is, if they receive dividends from subsidiaries, if they dispose of their subsidiaries, or if they have foreign branches abroad, they get taxed in Ireland with a credit for the tax they've paid in that foreign jurisdiction. A participation exemption seeks to bypass that credit arrangement and just say, we're just going to exempt it. We currently have an exemption for gains and disposals of certain entities. What we're talking about here is a participation exemption for dividends and distributions that come up from your foreign subsidiaries. Why is that important, Joe? I think what it does is it brings an element of simplicity. So how I've described there, you've paid some tax in a foreign jurisdiction, you claim a credit in Ireland, there is an awful lot of tax legislation in behind that to make sure that's done properly. And in fact, it brings very little revenue or money to the exchequer. And therefore, it is much easier just to exempt it and create a simplistic or a more simple tax system for foreign
multinationals. It sounds a little bit to me like it would yield less tax for Ireland. And I'm trying to work out how that's a good thing.
So actually, in most cases, there is no additional tax paid in Ireland. So if you think about a company operating in the UK paying corporate taxes at a higher rate, they pay a dividend to Ireland, we would tax that dividend but with a credit for that foreign tax, meaning there's no additional taxes in Ireland. What it really does is it just simplifies the tax regime. And you'll notice in the budget tomorrow, there'll be a listing of all the tax measures and the costings that apply to this. I wouldn't expect that this would be a high cost measure for the Irish government.
Okay, but it hasn't been floated in part of the kite flying that we've seen over the last few weeks. Participation exemption hasn't been one of those kites, unless it's a very small kite.
Interestingly, in tax circles, which is obviously where we come to the fore this week, Joe, it has been a big bone of discussion. So there's been consultations with the Irish government, Department of Finance. There's been statements published. There's been feedback on the legislation. So this is something that definitely was also flagged in last year's budget, but will come in either announced as part of the budget or in the finance bill a week later.
Okay, surely simplification of the tax system would be awful for consultants like Deloitte.
I think, you know, we look at a long-term vision for the future, Joe. So for sure, you make something more complex and you need more advisors, more consultants. That's not where we want Ireland to play. And I think when we have looked at this in a global context, we've always advocated for simplistic tax systems. For example, I use this that revenue issue, what are known as e-briefs, so updated guidance notes. They're on track to issue more e-briefs this year than there are days of the year.
Oh, wow.
And our tax system shouldn't be that complex.
Okay, yeah. I mean, many governments try to simplify these things but fail. We spoke about a strategic budget. Apart from setting the scene for an election, what did you mean by a strategic budget?
So I think some of the longer term issues, such as infrastructure, Joe, I think there really needs to be some sort of roadmap in how the government is going to invest in infrastructure and tackle some of the infrastructural deficits that we're currently seeing. And that comes with housing, there's a bit of energy, bit of transportation. So there are a number of infrastructure items that do need to be addressed. But that
delivered rather than addressed, delivered, I think, is the key thing, isn't it?
I think so. I think the execution of this and the speed of which it's executed, I think, is hugely important. We certainly don't need an announcement for new houses in 20 years' time. We need a roadmap as to how that is going to be ramped up, how we're going to find the people to build those houses and make sure that they are delivered.
Isn't the problem capacity? In other words, if you said we're going to throw more money at a certain department, if you don't have enough people working in that department, they won't be able to deliver it.
I think, again, it's about choices and where we're focusing the investment. So you will have seen in recent times, we would have had a large amount of commercial real estate being built. What we're now looking at is houses, other types of infrastructure and how that gets built.
Yeah, but you can't build the stuff any faster at the moment based on the current planning guidelines and the fact that people can object. You're not going to be able to build them any quicker.
I think that's what we're looking for in the budget, Joe. We're looking for a statement and a vision as to how the current government are thinking outside of the box and bringing, you know, new ideas that make sure that these things are implemented.
And the Planning and Development Act, the second biggest piece of legislation ever brought forward by any minister, it's passed the Dáil but not the Seanad. That has to get passed before any dissolution of Parliament, I presume, because it's such a huge piece of work.
I presume so. And look, they'll have a bit of legislation they'll need to pass. They, you know, once they pass the budget or announce the budget, they'll have a finance bill that needs to go through that the Oireachtas in order to implement it. So I think they have certainly a few things on their plate to get over the line.
Anything else that you think is not making the headlines but should be watched out for?
One of the interesting things, and might be of interest to your colleagues in the media, Joe, is an unscripted TV production credit. So you'll be aware of film and TV production credits that currently exist. And this is, think your Love Islands or your Strictly Come Dancing, the unscripted element of that. We'd be unique or among a small number of countries that would have something like this, similar credit, similar basis, and the Department of Finance papers that were released during the summer suggested actually there would be a significant increase in spending in that area if this credit comes through.
And what does the credit mean? It basically means if you have 100 grand worth of investment or even a million worth of investment, you are forgiven the first 30% or something like that?
It's the 32%. So it is a credit on, it works similar to it's what's known as Section 481 relief and the 32% relief that would apply to the expenditure. There'll be caps, etc., put in place, but typically they're reasonably.
It should bring in a lot more people doing reality TV shows in whatever sort of language that is.
Look out for Love Ireland, Love Island, Ireland edition off the West Coast.
So here's a question for you, and my colleague Shane Coleman wrote about it in the paper at the weekend in the Business Post. Do we need these annual big set piece events, the budget, in which we stand up and say we're going to spend the following and we're going to cut the following?
So for sure, Joe, there's a political element to the one-off announcement, the standing on the doorstep, the holding up the briefcase, all of that. But I think it does focus the mind. So I do think, you know, we operate in a business environment. We operate off a budget. There is a date where that needs to be finalised and set in stone. And it does force the government to think, well, what are the things that are needed next year? And what are the things that we're going to need over the next number of years? And to bring both those choices as to what we put and invest now, as to what we're going to invest in the future.
Well, the reason I say it is because so many countries, especially our near neighbours in Western Europe, don't have these big set piece events. I just wonder whether it's just something that we've always done and we think we have to do it, but we don't have to do it.
We don't. You know, it isn't something that's necessarily a requirement, but there's also a little bit of showbiz and pizzazz about
performative.
It. Performative. You know, and I think that's important because it gets the people talking about what's important for the country. And sometimes that pivots to we need additional infrastructure, we need more services. And it gives a real message to the government as to what they should be focusing on when a budget comes around.
Daryl, thanks so much for coming in. That's Daryl Hanbury, a partner with Deloitte here in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.